for rescue. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. They can't stay in their homes, but they haven't been able to leave. First responders in Southwest Florida have a long list of people they need to get to following Hurricane Ian. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Northport in Sarasota County, where neighborhoods remain underwater.
The power is still out. Electricity is out. Telephones are out. We've been watching a lot of families, a lot of people with medical issues just being rescued and then waiting in this hot sun for hours for more relief. So some tough going here in Florida.
In many communities, safe drinking water has been hard to come by. Ian is blamed for at least 54 deaths, 47 of them in Florida. President Biden will survey storm damage this week. He'll be in Puerto Rico tomorrow and Florida on Wednesday. From a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis again denounced the war between Russia and Ukraine, calling on both leaders to stop the spiral of violence and death. He also said the growing threat of nuclear war is absurd. On the battlefield, Ukrainian forces continue to recapture territory.
In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterating his vow to fight for every foot of land. The path of our enemy is also completely clear, Zelensky says, defeat, shame, and condemnation. There are serious concerns in the West that Russian President Putin faces such internal and external pressure that he may take a step up on the escalation ladder.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. A riot and a stampede has killed at least 174 people in Indonesia. Violence broke out inside a stadium after a soccer match. Police say most of the victims were trampled to death. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A welfare check in Massachusetts has led to a murder charge. On Friday night, police were sent to a home on Cape Cod, and when they got there, they found a man standing outside as a fire burned on the front lawn. When police realized that a body was burning, the man who was outside ran inside and locked the door. A SWAT team was called, which entered the home and arrested Adam Howe. The victim of the fire was believed to be his mother. The Washington, D.C. police force has found itself under a microscope. An internal investigation is examining how guns were taken off the street without arrests being made.
Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conte III says two sergeants and five officers are accused of misconduct, taking illegal firearms from suspects, placing them into evidence, but not making any arrests.
That's just not the way that we conduct business here in the Metropolitan Police Department.
Conte says the investigation began when a community member made an unrelated complaint, leading to the discovery of a separate incident in which two cops had confiscated a gun from a suspect without arrest. The gun was put in evidence, but a written version of the occurrence didn't match body cam footage.
That's not the way that we train. It's not the way that I've been trained, and it's not what we expect of our members.
All seven are on non-contact status while the internal probe continues. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A New York City paramedic who gave 25 years to the city will be laid to rest on Wednesday. Allison Russo Elling was stabbed 20 times last week. A suspect is in custody.
Despite the ongoing violence in New York, several days before the EMT's murder, two Democratic New York City leaders, Queens Councilwoman Tiffany Caban and State Assemblyman Zoran Kwame Mamdani, urged business owners to dial 311 to seek services for people with mental illnesses instead of calling the police.
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.